are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspic, and I am thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 to 20 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. Coming up on today's show, I want to look at the MLB trade rumors top 50 MLB free agents with predictions. If you're a fan of baseball, you probably have come across this MLB trade rumors annual tradition. So we're going to look through this and see where do they suspect some fits for the Giants, because not only do they make predictions, they also list the teams who are fits. And so it's a really fun exercise every year. And we'll go through that today. First, a little bit about me, though. I've been a contributor for the baseball analysis websites Beyond the Box Score and Rotographs, which is part of Fangraphs. I started a Giants podcast called Covecast in 2015 and then joined the Locked On Podcast Network prior to the 2019 season. I'm also a lifelong diehard Giants fan. So as I said, this is a really fun annual tradition for me. I know those at MLB Trade Rumors put a lot of time and effort into this list, and so let's just jump right in. I'm going to start with any players linked to the Giants starting at the top of the list. So if they're linked to the number one free agent, that's where we'll start. And indeed, the Giants are listed as a possible fit for the number one free agent according to MLB Trade Rumors, who is Trevor Bauer. Now, I need to clear something up that I keep seeing everywhere right now, all over, you know, sports online media. And that is this notion that Trevor Bauer has only said he's going to accept a one-year deal. Now, he did say that at some point in the past, and possibly multiple times in the past. But he and or his agent have since walked back those comments. And so we need to stop thinking that he's only going to accept a one-year deal. Very possible he'll just accept the best deal out there. That being said, he is definitely a candidate to get weird, like to sign a deal that's short term but really high average annual value. If you recall, the Dodgers tried to sign Bryce Harper to such a contract a few off seasons ago. I think they made a 4-year offer that was like $200 million or something. So that is in the cards possibly for Trevor Bauer. They have him ultimately going to the Dodgers for 4 years and $128 million. So that certainly constitutes the type of deal I'm talking about. I think that's pretty realistic, potentially. The Giants are natural fits. I think Bauer is the dream for this offseason. The one kind of caveat is that he was extended the qualifying offer. So if the Giants end up signing him, which is unlikely, they'd have to surrender their second-round draft pick. Next on the list is the number 6 free agent, and it is Marcus Stroman, who they have going to the Angels for 4 years and $68 million. Again, I think that's somewhat reasonable. I honestly wouldn't be shocked if he did a little bit worse than that. But honestly, I actually think it's pretty fair because he's 29. He's got a tremendous track record of run prevention. He doesn't have great strikeout stuff. But at the end of the year, he pretty consistently has a really nice ERA, and that was in a tough division in the AL East, where he mostly has pitched in his career. So they have him going to the Angels, but they do list the Giants as possible suitors, and so far they're looking pretty good here, recognizing that the Giants do need a lot of starting pitching. So skipping past D.D. Gregorius at number 8, for 3 years and $39 million. They do not list the Giants as possible suitors, although I think they may be. I don't ultimately think he's the likeliest guy, though, to come over to the Giants. But coming in at number 9 on their list is Kevin Gausman. And their projection, or prediction, I should say, is that Gausman will accept the 1 year $18.9 million qualifying offer that the Giants just extended to Gausman on Sunday. So I think that's a reasonable prediction. They don't mention here, but they have mentioned elsewhere that not only is Gausman a candidate to accept the qualifying offer, he's also a candidate to sign a multi-year deal. And there are, in fact, reports that he and the Giants are discussing a multi-year deal. But obviously, I think it's a good prediction that he ends up back with the Giants. So coming up next, we'll just continue to run through this. There are a number of different players rumored to be in the mix for the Giants, and then they also have the Giants as the favorites to sign some players. Of course, they're just guessing, though. But that's all coming up next. But first, all right, as promised here in the second half of the show, we'll just continue to run through the MLB trade rumors top 50 free agents with predictions. We've already seen the Giants linked to all the top starters. Let's see if that trend continues. Let's see if they're linked to any position players. Also want to point out, just have to say, on The Athletic this morning, we had another top 25 free agents with predictions list by, I think, Jim Bowden. And he didn't even list Gausman in the top 25. So I think that's a pretty significant oversight. And if you saw that, I would say just disregard that. He probably didn't really realize just how good of a season Gausman had. MLB Trade Rumors and Fangraphs both recognize that Gausman is, in fact, one of the top free agent starting pitchers this year. So moving on to number 10, we didn't have to go very far. One more spot down. Giants are listed as a possible suitor for Masahiro Tanaka, the pitcher, starting pitcher with the Yankees. 3 years, $39 million is the prediction. I think they're right to just say the Giants will be in on any starting pitcher. I don't really anticipate the Giants will end up with Tanaka, but crazier things have happened. Next, at number 12, Liam Hendricks, the relief pitcher coming off multiple seasons with the A's. The prediction is 3 years, $30 million to the Phillies. I do think the Giants will be in on Hendricks, but I don't think like top-tier relief pitching is really what they're going to go after right now. We just had an interview with Scott Harris in The Athletic, general manager Scott Harris, and he said, research indicates that the best way to get a closing pitcher is not necessarily through free agency. And that certainly has been true in my experience. Like, think about what happened with Mark Melancon. Giants seemed to think he was the solution to their problems, and it certainly didn't end up going that way. Relief pitchers are volatile, and so if you just kind of expect one guy to kind of solve your problems, it doesn't often work out. And even if it does, it might not work out the next year. So anyway, I expect the Giants will kick the tires on Hendricks, but I wouldn't consider them the favorites. Next is Jock Peterson at number 18. Who they have going to the Cardinals for 2 years and $18 million. I talked about this a few episodes ago. If you want to go back and listen, of course you may. But I don't really think Jock Peterson is the best fit for the Giants. Certainly he would make them better, but a lefty infielder I think is more of a priority. Someone who can complement the righties Longoria, Solano, and Flores when Flores plays second base. They really ought to have someone platooning with Evan Longoria at least some of the time. So, you know, they mentioned they need a lefty bat, but I think they also implied that that bat would preferably be an infielder, which is something we'll notice here as we continue on. Giants are not linked to any lefty infielders, and I'm going to talk about why I think that's a mistake. So next is number 19, Jose Quintana, starting pitcher. He's been with the Cubs and formerly with the White Sox. Used to be really good, has taken some steps back in recent years, and the prediction is 2 years, $18 million. I could definitely see the Giants being interested. He's just another one of the quote-unquote best pitchers available this winter, and I think the Giants will be in on all of those pitchers. It totally depends on if they think Quintana can rebound and get back to, if they can work with him and get him back to his better ways. And of course, keep in mind that Scott Harris was with the Cubs where Quintana was pitching for multiple seasons. So he has a relationship with Quintana, so that's one to keep an eye on. Next, they have Trevor May, relief pitcher for the Minnesota Twins, going to the Giants for 2 years, $14 million. Certainly a possibility. He had a really good strikeout rate this year, throws hard, flyball pitcher has had some home run problems. Do the Giants think they can, in their ballpark, kind of limit his home run exposure? I think it's a decent fit. Not sure he's the, you know, veteran reliever they're going to land on, but I could definitely see this happening. Next on the list for the Giants, linked to the Giants, is Blake Treinen, who they have going to the Marlins for 2 years and $14 million. I could definitely see the Giants being interested in Treinen. I thought last year they might be interested in Treinen, and they may have been. He ended up going to the Dodgers. This guy's a really intriguing pitcher. He's got really good stuff. Has just kind of regressed a little bit. Had a big blow-up season with the A's in his last year there. But he's certainly a guy to keep an eye on. I like Blake Treinen, and I would not be opposed to the Giants signing him. And I think 2 years, $14 million is really reasonable for him. So here's a guy I just have to point out. Tommy La Stella at number 30. They have going back to the A's for 2 years, $14 million. I just think at that kind of price, which is what we predicted when we did our own predictions for free agents the Giants might be interested in, I think at that kind of price, he might be a great fit for the Giants. He's a veteran. He's a little bit older. I think he's like 31. So he's not in his 20s like Wilmer Flores was. But La Stella is really good against right-handed pitching, which is exactly what the Giants need right now. And he plays those positions that the Giants need. So I think La Stella might actually be the perfect free agent fit and somebody the Giants really go after. He has experience playing in California. He played for the Angels and the A's. Familiarity with the Bay Area. So I would like to see the Giants pursue him. I think 2 years, $14 million would be worthwhile because of just how well he fits the Giants. He could move around the infield and just complement those righties that I was talking about. So at number 42, they have Kirby Yates going to the Padres for 1 year, $5 million. Coming off an injury, previously dominant with the Padres, they link him to the Giants. I could definitely see the Giants being interested in Yates as a reclamation project. Because if he can find his old form and if he can come back from this injury, he had surgery in August to remove bone chips in his elbow. So it's a sketchy thing, but the type of upside play that really could benefit the Giants if he comes back healthy. At number 44, they have Drew Smyly returning to the Giants for 1 year and $5 million. I think that's very reasonable. I predicted a much higher contract, but he really didn't play much. And so the rest of the league is probably skeptical about his performance. I think him coming back to the Giants makes a lot of sense for both sides. Just wrapping up here, they've got Rick Porcello linked to the Giants, but not going to the Giants for 1 year, $5 million. Starting pitcher, depth kind of piece. And that wraps it up. I think generally they did a good job linking the Giants to some of the correct players, but missed out on Tommy La Stella, who's a super obvious fit. So that wraps up this edition of Locked On Giants. We'll be back tomorrow, possibly going to do a mailbag. So look out on Twitter for that. I've got a bunch of questions backlogged. It's always so fun to do a Q&A. Anyway, cannot wait to be with you again tomorrow. And until then, we'll see you next time.